The dilution effect refers to a phenomenon in which the higher the diversity within some community of animals or plants, the lower the transmission of pathogens and the lower the disease.
And how does the dilution effect relate to Lyme disease?
Well, the dilution effect operates in Lyme disease because in communities of animals that are more diverse, what you get are the addition of a whole bunch of hosts that the ticks feed on but don't get infected from and don't feed on very effectively so that they reduce their survival rates. That's compared to low diversity communities that are dominated by white-footed mice and chipmunks and a few other small mammals that are very high-quality hosts and very prone to infecting the ticks with tick-borne pathogens and causing an increase in disease risk.
A recent scientific paper put this dilution effect to the test, and how did it hold up?
It held up very well. So this was a study that looked at 202 different other studies conducting what's called a meta-analysis, and they asked how broadly the dilution effect holds across plant diseases, animal diseases, humans, big parasites like worms versus tiny pathogens like viruses and bacteria. And they found that across the board, there was overwhelming evidence for this general dilution effect to occur in many, many different disease systems.
So what's the bigger picture verdict or takeaway from all of this?
Well, the dilution effect has been somewhat controversial in the sense that although everyone acknowledges that it occurs, there's been disagreement about how frequently it occurs. And this new meta-analysis objectively and rigorously shows that indeed it is highly prevalent. It's highly general across many disease systems. And what that means is that it's probably time that we start looking towards health protection as an ecosystem service that's provided by preserving high diversity in natural systems.